I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. Since the Montana legislature voted earlier this year to close the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder and transition its roughly 60 clients to community-based group homes, a committee of lawmakers and community members has been working out the details of that transition. Today, that committee took a tour of the MDC campus in Boulder.
So we're going to go into Unit 6, which is a unit that houses some of our clients, so please don't take pictures of their rooms, things like that.
Acting Superintendent Tammy Ross leads the tour. She's been in charge of MDC since May, when Superintendent Gene Hare retired, just after lawmakers voted to close the facility, after a long history of reports of client abuse by staff and by other clients. Most of the 60 or so clients who've been sent to MDC by court order live in 5 housing units laid out like small college dorms, individual bedrooms which open onto a common area with a kitchen and recreation space. The buildings date from 1996, but most of the windows are even newer. In fact, Operations Director Bruce Giulio says they've been replacing a lot of broken windows lately, more than 50 just since the legislature started talking about closing MDC.
Since the talk of closure, it has went nuts. Yeah, just the other day, it was last Saturday, it was 7 windows in one unit.
Among the members of the transition committee is Jefferson County Commissioner Bob Mullen.
My role is the same as everybody else on the council, and that's to find new community-based services for the people that are being served currently at MDC. Beyond that, I think I have a role to work at repurposing the campus here in Boulder so that we can find a new use that's beneficial to both the state and the community of Boulder.
Mullen is also concerned about the fate of 250 people who work at MDC, especially since most of them live in the surrounding community.
There aren't a lot of other jobs to go around, so those folks, of course, are going to have to, if there isn't something new to come into this facility real quick, those folks are going to have to look for work. And more than likely, it's going to be away from this community. If they ultimately move, then we've got housing issues, we got tax collection issues, we got water bills, we got all kinds of other things that are going to impact the folks that remain here.
But probably the most complicated question surrounding the closure of MDC involves the fate of the people being treated here because a court ruled they are a danger to themselves or others. The legislature bowed to disability rights activists and some family members who said community-based group treatment would be safer and more in line with the Americans with Disabilities Act, which calls for treatment in the least restrictive environment possible. But during a briefing before the tour, an MDC staff member spoke at length about the difficulty of finding group homes willing to take clients who are potentially violent, a difficulty that may become more acute as MDC closes. That staff member was not permitted to do an interview for this report. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.